Welcome to the KBB Unstoppable Business Owner podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping KBB business owners become unstoppable, becoming exit ready with higher profits and more time to work on their business rather than just in it. Let me introduce you to your host, Kevin D. Bannister.
Today's episode is all around something I call the revenue or profit game. Now, I've covered off the journey that a business owner goes on and the different stages that the business will go through in a previous episode. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to this yet, you can do so. It's episode 2. So the revenue game starts when the business is essentially picking up some momentum. This is generally around the startup stage. It's not necessarily right at the start of this stage, but as you start progressing through the stage, it becomes very much about revenue and sales. Your business starts to gain some momentum. You start smashing yet more and more sales records. It's exhilarating, but hold on, are you celebrating true success or are you just caught in a revenue trap, mistaking vanity metrics for genuine progress? As this sort of momentum builds, though, you become fueled more by ambition, external pressures, and you can start becoming fixated on growing your revenue at all costs. So you start spending lavishly on marketing, you start hiring more aggressively, and essentially you start chasing those quick wins, often losing sight of what's actually most critical within the business: profit. Now, this trap is common in business, and it isn't just small businesses that make this mistake. Take Victoria Plum, the online bathroom retailer, not to be confused with Victoria Plumbing. They were focused on becoming the largest online retailer, and to do this, they needed to sell more. So it became a race to the bottom on who can afford the lowest price. They started hiring more aggressively, and then when the numbers didn't stack up, there was this big shock that a huge business needed a rescue deal, essentially. Now, I'm sure you've all come across a customer at some point that has said to you, so-and-so down the road, say they can do it for half of what you're looking to charge me. And although you may not understand how they've got to this figure, most people assume that there's still profit within this. If someone else can do it at this price, there must be profit in it. Because you've spent a lot of time with the customer and you want the sale, you may discount the price and take this work on. Because you're selling, that's a good thing, right? The simplest way to describe this is around driving a car. So if you're driving a car with a broken speedometer, your speed might be ticking upwards, but you have no real clue if you're nearing an empty tank or if you're cruising with a full tank. Similarly, focusing solely on revenue growth masks underlying problems. Things like inflated costs, so your cost acquisition, customer acquisition costs can spiral out of control as you chase essentially every lead regardless of whether it's profitable or not. You may have inefficiencies, so from an operational standpoint, your business can become bloated and these inefficiencies can drain down your resources that contribute to that bottom line. And you can have growth, but the chances are it would be unsustainable growth. Now, this is a whole nother episode in itself, but solely focusing on revenue is like building a house of cards propped up by unsustainable. Solely focusing on revenue growth is like building a house of cards propped up by unsustainable spending that eventually comes crashing down. Now, the reason I call it the revenue or profit game is that you need to decide which game you actually want to play. Now, you should be saying to yourself, the profit game, obviously. But we all know that it doesn't necessarily instantly change things, though. So to start playing the profit game, it demands a shift in perspective. It's not about blind adherence to a scorecard of turnover, but more about playing smart and growing sustainably. So how do you play the profit game instead of the revenue game? There are three things that you need to do. The first thing, you need to start with mastering your numbers. You need to ditch the vanity metrics. You need to become more data-driven. You need to understand the project margins. That being revenue minus your variable costs for each product or service that you're selling. You need to start tracking KPIs. You need to make sure that you're measuring things like profitability, efficiency. Now, I'm not saying don't track sales. You should still be tracking your sales, but it's not the only thing. The second thing is that it's not enough just to understand your numbers. Your sales process should be linked to these numbers. So you should be able to use these numbers to guide your design process and understand where the profit is being made and where it's not. So do you know what your most profitable product is? For example, kitchens within a showroom. I don't mean the kitchen that you sell the most. I mean the one that essentially gives you the biggest profit margin. So understanding these and utilizing these numbers will essentially help you create a more profitable business. The third thing is scaling smartly. So growth is good, but growth with a purpose is better. You need to invest in opportunities that drive revenue and profit. Don't be focused just on that revenue. The profit is just as important, if not more. Scratch that, profit is more important, full stop. Prioritize high margin, optimize your pricing strategies, and essentially implement cost-saving measures without losing the quality. Remember, when you're cutting costs, it's not about the biggest splash of costs that you cut. It's about being more efficient. There is no real reward for hitting a turnover figure. Doing these three things will help you and your business progress to a more profitable machine, essentially. There are no real rewards for hitting turnover figures. Doing these three things, though, will help your business progress to a more profitable machine. So shifting focus onto profit is essentially going to unlock a cascade of benefits that come with it. By doing this, you're going to start seeing your decision-making is more sound. You're going to be able to invest in initiatives with a clear return on investment and not just fleeting trends, trying different things, running back and forth. You're going to understand where you are in your business. You're going to enjoy sustainable growth as opposed to just growth. You will essentially build a resilient business model that can essentially weather economic storms. Depending on the size of your business, investor confidence is going to increase because you're going to be able to demonstrate that you're looking long-term, focusing on the right areas, not just the headline turnover figures. So to recap today, I've talked around what I call the revenue and profit game. I've explained how businesses can get caught up in making more sales and forgetting about the actual profits. This can lead to essentially overspending and not growing a sustainable business in the long term. If you're going to take away one thing from this episode, I want you to take away this. Revenue is a lagging indicator. Profit is a leading indicator. So don't get blinded by the scorecard of revenue. Play the profit game, not the revenue game. If you've enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and share this podcast. Until next time, I'm Kevin D. Bannister, and this has been the KBB Unstoppable Business Owner Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the KBB Unstoppable Business Owner Podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to follow, subscribe, and share this podcast. To discover more about how to create an exit-ready business, I would like to invite you to join Kevin on his next workshop, How to Become an Unstoppable Business Owner. Join Kevin by visiting kevindbannister.co.uk/workshop.